You're listening to Worldview from Chicago Public Radio. I'm Jerome McDonnell. It's Thursday and time for our Global Activism series. Each Thursday, we hear about an individual who's decided to work to make the world a better place. And the Working Bikes Cooperative is a Chicago institution that collects unwanted bikes, fixes them up, and sends them to developing countries around the world. Spring is a busy time of year for them. They're collecting and selling bikes all over the Chicago area. Nick Colombo is the general manager of the Working Bikes Cooperative. He explains the history of Working Bikes.
Working Bikes has been around for a while, longer than I've been there. It's pretty much the same business today as it was when it started. It started off in a garage in the Tri-Taylor neighborhood. And they used to collect bikes from the waste stream, some from the scrapyard, some are donated. And they fixed them up, sold them to UIC students to raise money to ship actually bikes and sewing machines to developing countries. Later on, they dropped the sewing machines and just did bikes. When I joined, they had just gotten a warehouse, and that allowed us to really increase the number of bikes we had at a time.
So what's about the average amount of bikes sitting around in the warehouse?
Well, right now we have two warehouses. We just got another one. That's our shipping warehouse. I mostly know the Western warehouse. That's where I work out of. The Western warehouse probably has around 2,000 to 3,000 bikes at any given time. They're all broken, I mean, from the waste stream, unwanted bikes. But we fix them up, you know, probably 10, 15 a day.
And then you put them in a store that you have on Western Avenue also.
Yeah, it's about a block and a half south. We ride them down to the store, put price tags on them, sell them all.
And so you're a nonprofit, and you're taking the money that you'd make from the bikes, and you end up doing all this shipping to different places that maybe need bikes.
It's a really interesting business model. It's entirely self-sustaining for a not-for-profit. We don't receive any grants. We just sell bikes at a discounted price. We could charge more, but we choose not to, to promote cycling in Chicago. And the money that that brings in enables us to ship around 5,000 bikes a year. I think last year we did 13 Lane Sierra containers to developing countries all across the world.
All right, that's great. Where do the bikes go in these 15 containers all across the world?
Our international partners are scattered throughout Latin America and Africa, mostly.
I happen to have a list in front of me, Nick.
Okay, cool.
Angola, Peru, Tanzania, Ecuador, Guatemala, Ghana, Nicaragua, Cuba, and you've got some in New Orleans, and Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
And those are your kind of international, and New Orleans, obviously, a national partner.
Yeah, sorry.
But that's pretty cool.
I think our biggest recipients are Ghana, Tanzania, and Cuba right now.
And you went to Ghana a couple years ago and took a look?
Yes. I went to see how we could better help them if they, you know, needed anything. And, you know, to see where the money was going.
Where did the bikes go? Did you see the bikes around?
I did. A lot. In Ghana, they call used American bikes home-use bikes. In Ghana, they import new bikes, but they're of very, very poor quality. The American used bikes are much more highly coveted than the new Ghanaian bikes, because new Ghanaian bikes last about a year and a half, like brand new out of the box. But a used American bike will last over 3 years. It just has to do with the quality of materials the bikes are built with.
Where do they get spare parts if they need them?
They can usually buy spare parts, consumables like bearings, tires, inner tubes, at local markets. Even in the north, that's far away from the port, they were still able to buy like pedals and tires and tubes. More obscure stuff for their like 27-inch tires became harder to find. Most everybody rides mountain bike size 26-inch wheels, and those parts are a lot more easier to come by than, you know, road stuff.
And what's the market like? I mean, if you bring a bunch of bikes into the market, how much do they sell them? Do they much do they sell for?
As Working Bikes, only ship to other non-for-profits. So out of our two partners in Ghana, I know the most about Village Bike Project. VBP, what they do is they have one-day workshops all across the country, and it's like maybe a 2 to 4 hour class. The people learn how to fix a flat and oil their chain and make left turns and important stuff when you're using a bike for transportation. And then they get a bike at half of market price. It's about $10 to $15, depending on the quality. After that, the bikes last, on average, twice as long because people oil their chains. And they don't, the bikes don't get destroyed within a year.
All right. And did you meet people whose lives were a lot better because they had these bikes?
Yes. In Ghana, fuel costs are more expensive than they are here. I suppose everything else in Ghana, which is like a tenth of the cost that is here. So probably a huge portion of their yearly budget goes to transportation. If they have a bike, it allows them to save like 50 cents a day, which is a big deal when a worker in the bike market makes about $4 a day. So if a teacher, say, rides their bike to school to teach, you can save that much time and that much money, and that'll allow you to put a garden in the back of your house. And then with the extra time and money, you can bring it to market, sell the goods, and send your kids to college. So it's just a little thing, but it makes a huge difference.
You're listening to Worldview from Chicago Public Radio. I'm Jerome McDonnell, and I'm talking with Nick Colombo. He's the general manager of the Working Bikes Cooperative, and we're talking about their effort to get used bikes here, fix them up, sell them here, and then bring more bikes to the developing world. This is bike season. Everybody, I imagine, wants a bike right now or is in the market for a bike. What kind of action does this bring to your facility?
Oh, man. Working Bikes just went crazy. The first warm spell we had, everybody decided they wanted a bike right then and there. So even though it's been cold recently, people are still coming in and we're selling out. We're also not willing to raise our prices to limit demand because, you know, we're a not-for-profit. So it's going crazy. We're fixing up bikes as fast as we can and selling them that fast too.
And how you get the bikes is bike drives, which are also going on a lot in the springtime. And how many bike drives are going on at any given time?
I think, well, there's always getting more scheduled. We've already had at least two this year, and they're pulling in a lot. And it's really important for us because I think acquisitions is our limiting factor. We have the mechanics and we have the customers. We just need the bikes. But we have about eight scheduled right now. Some, they're scattered all around the city and suburbs.
I pulled up a list.
Oh, did you?
Highland Park, Riverside, folks on Spokes by Governor State, Roosevelt Elementary in Park Ridge is having one. There's a load of them, and they're all sorts of places all sorts of partners. You get partners for this.
Yeah, a lot of community organizations, schools, Eagle Scouts, they all need a special project to do. So they all just go to our website, download the bike drive kit, and we show up there with the truck, haul them off.
So you've got a kit ready that people can just download off your website.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty interesting little kit. It's got, you know, a generic flyer that you can enter the time, date, location, put them all up around the neighborhood, and people show up with their unwanted bikes because everybody's got bikes in their garage that they haven't ridden in 20 years, and they already have new bikes. They just don't want to put it in the alley or see it go to waste. So these bike drives offer a good opportunity for those to do just that, put them to good use.
And so then once you get all these unwanted bikes, I imagine you're like in the pieces business. You piece them together and use them creatively to assemble working bikes.
Yeah. The good thing about having a warehouse full of 2,000 to 3,000 bikes is that you never run out of parts. We buy very few new parts. We just recycle all the old parts from bent frames or bent wheels. We can use the tires off a bent wheel, and we can use the shifters off a bent frame. So it's very self-sustaining. We're very big into recycling and reuse. So we do a lot of that with the bikes that we get from these bike drives.
It sounds great. How much do you bike yourself?
I bike for transportation. pretty much everywhere I go. It's either bike or the CTA. I live in Edgewater and work at Working Bikes. That's like a 12-mile ride. So I do that 5 times a week, at least.
You're in great shape.
Yeah.
Well, what's the goal for this summer? Are you working towards a particular shipment, or what's the
goal
strategy?
Is 5,000 bikes to ship, just like last year. That's pretty much the max we can do right now with our volunteer base and acquisitions and money. The goal for the warehouse and storefront is to make enough money to ship 5,000 bikes.
That's the goal. That's great.
Yeah.
And how many volunteers work at Working Bikes?
We have a ton of volunteers. There's a lot that show up one day a week. That's what I did for the first 3.5 years I was working for Working Bikes. I just showed up every Saturday, fixed bikes, helped customers, hung out, you know, played music, ate the pizza. But we have a lot of one-day-a-week volunteers. We have a few 2 or 3 day-a-week volunteers, because people, if you like volunteering there, you usually really like volunteering there. And then we have a lot of, like, once a month, every other month volunteers that I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? It's good to see you.
And I imagine that's the lifeblood of the operation.
And there's probably 50 to 100 total, but they all come in whenever they have time. Some people are busier than others.
Do you ever hear from the people who you ship the bikes to in all these different places? Do they ever send a card or drop a note?
Yeah, they do. We're pretty much in constant contact with them. We also send people to visit them just to see how they're doing, if we can help out, what's going on. And some of them come to Chicago and see our operation, too. I mean, if things are going well.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck with this spring and summer rush at Working Bikes.
Thanks.
Nick Colombo is the general manager of Working Bikes, and they're having several bike collections this weekend at St. Ignatius High School, Woodridge Rotary Club, Governor State University, Trailside Museum in River Forest, and you can find more information about the Working Bikes Cooperative on our website at chicagopublicradio.org/worldview. We have links there, and you can give a bike, get a bike, help save the world.